Hello, my name is Jerry Pratt, and I'm the Economic Development Officer for Clearwater County and lead for David Thompson Country Regional Tourism. Welcome to our latest episode of our podcast series. Today, I will be talking with Don Livingston of Alberta Environmental Parks about the growth in visitors that we've had in our area and the projects that Alberta Environmental Parks is doing to make it a better visitor experience and protect our wildlife, waterways, and wilderness here in Clearwater County. Before I get started, I want to explain a little bit of terminology. David Thompson Country is the regional tourism brand for the Village of Caroline, the town of Rocky Mountain House, and Clearwater County, which includes the hamlet of Nordegg, Abraham Lake, Burnstick Lake, Crimson Lake, Cow Lake, and the Yahatinda area. It is a large geographic region covering over 18,600 square kilometers along the eastern slopes of the Rocky Mountains in central Alberta, Canada. When it comes to speaking about camping and hiking and other outdoor recreation activities, I may use Clearwater County and David Thompson Country interchangeably. Don Livingston, in the interview, will be talking about the David Thompson Corridor. This refers to the public lands that go from Rocky Mountain House to the eastern boundary of Banff National Park. Now, on to my interview with Don Livingston of Alberta Environment and Parks. Welcome, Don.
Hey, Jerry.
So, Q, what is your role with Alberta Environmental Parks?
Currently, my role is I'm the Director of Recreation and Ecosystem Land Management for the Lands Division South, which is basically Smoky Lake to the U.S. border and the B.C. border to the Saskatchewan border. So I have kind of two roles, the ecosystem, biodiversity, land management, and recreation. So that covers all of Clearwater County as well.
That is a huge area.
Yeah.
We're fortunate to have you here. Now, I mentioned earlier, we've had a huge increase in visitors over the last, not just during COVID, but even building up to COVID for a few years, we'd had more and more people coming out and discovering the beauty that is our area. And in response, Alberta Environment Parks has been doing some projects to accommodate those visitors and make it a little safer and cleaner. Can you tell us about some of those projects?
Yeah, you bet. You know, with this current government, and again, our minister and MLA, Jason Nixon, you know, knows that there's pressures on the West Country. Definitely, we've seen a lot of use in the last, 10 years. Definitely COVID pushed a lot more people to find that, you know what, going out and camping and hiking is an awful lot of fun. So we had identified, for a number of years, I think around 2011, we said, these random little spots people park, the current staging areas we have, we hadn't put any money into them, and they just weren't meeting the needs. And of course, that bloomed with COVID. So we did, the minister did commit, and the province has committed to $8.5 million for the David Thompson Corridor for a number of safety upgrade projects, which is basically environmental safety and public safety, getting people off the parking in the ditches, parking in the side of the roads and that. So in the last year and a half, we have done a number of projects already where we've either built some new sites or upgraded stuff that's already been there. And the addition of outhouses is one of the big, just to deal with the human waste issues that were a big issue along the corridor, especially in the random camping sites. And we do have a number of projects that are planned for the corridor this next summer as well, and then two more that will take place the year after that. So,
okay. I know with the influx of people, like Alberta Parks actually asked me to not promote Siffler Falls and Crescent Falls because the parking there was overwhelmed. The example they gave me at Siffler Falls was that parking lot's designed for about 100 vehicles. But 2 years ago, they were doing traffic counts, and there were approximately 300 vehicles on some weekends that were parked out there in the ditches in a protected area, which is very unfortunate. So it's good to see more parking areas being installed, and certainly more pit toilets. Yeah. That's very much.
Yeah, definitely. And so, yeah, they're all vault toilets. So we kind of called a pit toilet the old outhouse in the dirt hole. The backcountry toilets we have, like the throne, those are kind of a pit toilet, but they are in a tank. So Siffler Falls, the parking lot was upgraded and new outhouse there. And then over at Cavalcade at the Kootenay Plains, there's a new day use parking in there as well and a toilet to deal with the climbs up there, the the bluff behind and the hikes that are out of there as well. Those are a couple of the sites that were done in the last year. There's an upgraded park, well, a new parking lot at Abraham's Labs. Plus, we call it the Windy Point Bubbling Parking Lot, which is just west of Windy Point. And that was a partnership with Alberta Transportation where they were fixing the highway and we got them to leave it as a parking lot. And then we partnered through a grant with the Friends of East Slopes, and they're actually the ones that put the toilets in at a number of the sites, including the Bighorn Dam and Hoodoo Creek there, and Abraham's, the Slabs, and Pritchard's Point. And then we did the upgrading there as well. So
okay. Now, this last year, Bighorn Dam closed off some areas for camping. Are those areas going to be open this coming summer?
Yeah, so we had sort of two things going on at the Bighorn Dam. Again, back in 2011, we did identify a need for formalizing camping at the Bighorn Dam. Again, there was quite a big plan done in conjunction with the stakeholder group with the Bighorn Backcountry. And again, no treasury funding. COVID come, it had been busy. There had been some issues at TransAlta, specifically around the dam itself and the operation of the dam. And I think a lot of people didn't realize really like how much of that area is actually tied to the dam. There's monitoring equipment, there's wells, all kinds of things that sort of monitor that earthen dam. And there was a lot of impact happening. So the TransAlta had said, you know, we're pretty concerned. There was a few issues that happened here this previous year, and we are starting to get to a point where maybe we don't want the public there. So we did take some earlier plans we had. You know, there was some environmental damage. There was a lot of ATVs ending up over at the First Nations Reserve, over at the Bighorn Stony Reserve there. So, and then the second thing that happened was unprecedented heat wave this summer, and an issue with some maintenance on one of the turbines, and they actually had to shut the turbine down, and the dam got fuller than normal, and so they got into a point where then potentially they were going to have to do some run the spillway, and that was going to so they did close things off to the general public there. So basically the work we did, we installed three toilets and we put some fencing up. So near the hoodoos and some of the other areas where TransAlta had concerns that they had, you know, monitoring equipment in the dam and there was some rutting and stuff occurred. And the only actual camping spot that's closed is right below the dam itself. And TransAlta uses that when they put their camp in there, when they do work on the dam every year. Plus there was some public issues going on there. So that's currently closed to camping. You can still day use in there and we'll see what happens down the road. So any of the other spots that were temporarily closed last summer to camping are all open again. And one of the David Thompson projects that's going to happen in 2023 will be, we're meeting with TransAlta here in a few weeks to talk about, let's fix up some of the sites there, let's harden things off. And again, that comes back to something we started, you know, 10 years ago. Let's deal with some of the use that's down there. So that's one of the projects that's the $8.5 million is going to fund, and it will be designed this summer and be built the following year.
I'm sure a lot of people will be very happy to hear that they can go back into that area.
Yeah, it's always, we've seen, you know, the ice fishermen and that are out, and we do have a toilet near the top where they park and that sort of stuff. So it's already getting some use here this winter. So
now, I know last summer, partially with the fluctuations in the lake or reservoir levels, Alberta Environment Parks was really pushing people not to go down onto the lake bed with vehicles.
Absolutely. So over the past, so again, it's a reservoir. So it isn't the lake. But, you know, in the past, there was always a number of people driving out and that sort of thing. This year, the previous year, we got into a lot of issues, people camping, tenting on the lake bottom, doing their business on the lake bottom, which then fills up with water. We had a lot of safety issues. We actually ended up with a couple of vehicles that got left in the lake and we didn't find them until the next year and abandoned. So last year we did take a hard line in the spring that no vehicles on the lake bottom, driving on the lake bottom and camping. We had, there was a lot of people coming for pictures and there was rescues and all kinds of stuff going on and stuck people. So we did take a hard line. That was also some of the issues that TransAlta had, some concerns again around this, downstream activities. And, you know, the social media, this page, phenomenal response. The public get it. Oh, hey, you know, okay, well, yeah, we get it. Lots of new folks coming out that just didn't understand that, oh, good point. Yep, the what's going to fill up with water. Where does all that human waste go? So we had a great response for being the first year of compliance and you know, solving that issue. Part of it also was we are upgrading some of the camping areas along the side to kind of take the void of the extra folks that were kind of camped on the bottom there. So,
and there were a few local tow truck companies that made some decent money from a couple of years ago from people getting stuck.
They did. A couple had a kind of a specific off-road unit kind of posted out there, and I remember doing a rescue and, you know, seeing vehicles, one stuck behind the other, the water's up, and, you know, that girl was texting and saying, hey, the water's coming in my doors and can somebody help me? And I was just trying to get an Instagram picture.
The reservoir can fluctuate a few feet easily.
It can be a meter. And yeah, so, you know, overall it fills like 1 foot of height a day when it's going. So when you spread that out, you know, it's significant. And again, you know, most folks don't think about, I want to camp on the bottom of a lake, but they don't really see it. It's kind of dry and dusty in the spring, and it seems like an inviting place to go, but it is, you know, there is some issues.
Yeah, and once that water gets on that silt.
That's the thing, is all the small little SUVs drove out, then our normal, you know, afternoon monsoon comes through, and now everybody's stuck. Yeah. In there, so yeah.
Yeah, better to not have them on the lake bed.
Yep,
you period. Keep the human waste, the garbage,
yeah,
fire pits and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Out of what actually is our drinking water for many of us.
Yeah, you bet.
So those are some of the things that have been happening in the past, and you have some projects coming up. I have to say, I'm really excited for two of them in particular. Coliseum Mountain Trailhead is going to receive some upgrades.
It is, you bet. And, you know, it's funny, that was kind of a small parking lot that was done in conjunction with the county that used to be the burning site. And definitely, so we do have trail counters on most of our sites. Number one busiest hiking trail that we have outside of Saffleur, of course.
Right.
And definitely, yeah, you bet. It's going to be doubled in size. And there's also going to be a small footbridge put over the creek where you head up the trail itself. So that's one that's, you know, basically right in the community at Nordegg. And then the upgrades, you know, continue further west. So
yeah, and Allstones Creek, whole camping area or parking area,
you bet,
is getting a significant upgrade.
Yeah, it hasn't been, you know, nothing's really been done. We put the toilet in conjunction with Friends of the East Slopes 2 years ago. But that, you know, that site hasn't been really changed since 1985. So making it considerably bigger, and also moving the plans to move the road a little bit further towards Nordegg, so that the vehicles are not so close to the gorge there. So,
right, and enable pedestrians to get across to go up to the lake and the
creek. Yeah, you know, that's the kind of a bit of issues where parking lots on one side of the highway and everybody has to walk across. So there's a few others that are going to happen down the road at Hoodoo Creek, which is another popular hiking spot. The only place to put a parking is on the lakeside. So there will be, you know, folks going across the road, but we're going to put a fixed parking lot there specifically to deal with that pretty well destination hike. So.
Yeah. And I look forward to all these projects. In looking through the map, actually, just sort of reminds us how many trailheads there actually are that people are using all along the David Thompson Highway between Nordegg and the National Park.
Yeah, a lot of them were just a spot in the ditch. And, you know, again, this is the first time where we're able to either upgrade Pinto Lake staging area, Coral Creek staging area, you know, to just accommodate the use, or to build a new one where we've seen some needs, Kinglet Lake, and definitely Allstones. The other thing that's been was kind of exciting, we worked with Sundry Forest Products late in the fall in November, came together really quickly, and Alstromare out of Nordegg, and we put backcountry bear-proof lockers at all of the backcountry lakes, and then on the Pinto Lake Trail at Waterfalls Creek and at the Entry Creek Junction too. So, you know, just dealing with potential bear issues, getting, you know, used to humans. Some of those places, there's not a lot of big trees. Michelle Lakes, no trees, no place to tie your food. So we've got bear-proof lockers up there. So that was a great thing to see in November.
Okay. Well, certainly a lot going on. And we're excited to see this activity with Alberta Environment Parks preparing the area for even more visitors, because I think it's going to happen anyway.
Yep.
As people discover, they come out once and then they find out, oh, there's another trail. Oh, there's another trail.
Yeah.
And they keep going.
You know, especially with COVID, it wasn't a one-time thing. People came out, and even the bubbling, you know, people are coming again and again and again. So used to be ice climbing was the biggest winter use in the corridor. Now it's bubbling and then ice climbing. Still destination, a lot of rock climbing. So like again, the Pinto Lake parking lot, which the hikes in the summer, the bubbling across the road. Now we'll have a bigger winter parking lot, and it is one of the popular ice climbing areas at the Klein River Gallery. So
yeah, we're seeing enough visitors that there's businesses that are open all year round out in the Nordegg area now, because it's worth it.
You bet.
To be open. So last question is, What is some advice that you would give to visitors as they come out to this area?
You know, there's kind of two things. One is sort of the summer use and winter use. You know, we talked a little bit about things like camping on the bottom of the lake. You know, there are some good resources out there. We do have our Respect the Land Facebook page as well. We have some information in the Bighorn Backcountry. You know, just be prepared. For summer-wise, you know, we do have some facilities in place now for toilets and things like that, but not everywhere does. So be aware of where you're parking. Winter use, a lot more people out traveling. And what we're seeing a lot of folks on the trunk road, it's a beautiful view. Trunk road isn't necessarily plowed all the way through to Calgary. So a few issues along there. So one of the biggest things is, you know, just respect each other, especially on the Highway 11 corridor. It's still random camping, rustic camping. So, you know, everybody else wants to get out and enjoy it as well. Be prepared, check ahead, check the weather. Like I say, our Bighorn Backcountry site, we do have trail updates if there's any issues, you know, the TransAlta type stuff where we had closures. Information is there, and there's also a link with a phone number and an email right into our office here in Rocky. So we're happy to pass on any new information. So.
Right. And we try to share that information out as much as possible, because we want people to be safe and to protect the area. One thing I'll just add sort of as a wrap up with, I know we now have all these new toilets and parking areas, which is great, but garbage. The message I'm hearing from Alberta Environment Parks is, if you brought it with you, you should be taking it home.
Yeah. You know, I guess I go back. We had chatted earlier, so I've been here 31 years. In the old days, we had a lot more garbage. If we put garbage receptacles out, people are going to use them, but there's an expectation that it's going to get picked up. We've seen in the last 5 to 6 years, the least amount of garbage. Actually, folks are used to, you know, I'm coming out to an area, there isn't garbage receptacles, I'm camping based on that. I'm having smaller packaging, I'm taking it home with me. And it's the same that we've preached in the backcountry, deep backcountry. If you brought it in, bring it back out. You know, take it to an approved disposal site or take it home. So we've kind of functioned on that for the last 20 years in the Hummingbird and these backcountry places, and have not really seen increased garbage. We've actually seen less garbage than we have in the past. We also do see a lot of volunteer groups that are coming out and doing, you know, like the highway cleanup. The David Thompson Corridor Climbing Association does two cleanups a year. We get a big bin brought out for them in garbage bags, and you know, they're big, picking up the bits and pieces. The biggest one was the human waste, which we've dealt with that. But definitely, our focus right now is, in order to put garbage out, you know, it would be a huge expense. And also, you know, is it every place that everyone wants to go, we likely don't have able to do it. So just the message is, you packed it in, pack it out.
Even with all the new services, which are great, it is still a pretty rustic area.
It is,
and don't expect the same as in a national park for garbage clearing.
No, if that's something that you really look to, you know, we do have some good private campgrounds on the corridor. We've got a lot of our park sites as well that do provide that. There is a fee associated with those, daily fee, but if that, you know, suits your needs a little bit more, there's definitely those options there as well.
Okay. Well, Don, thank you for coming in. We're excited to hear about all these projects and to see them come to fruition this year.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Okay. That was my conversation with Don Livingston, Director of Recreation, Ecosystem and Land Management with Alberta Environment and Parks. We thank him for helping us understand more about the infrastructure that Alberta Environment and Parks is building to accommodate the growth in visitors here in Clearwater County, while protecting the area for our future visitors as well. If you would like to learn more about camping, hiking, and ice bubbles, you can visit www.davidthompsoncountry.ca for listings and descriptions of many of the adventures you can have in our area. You can also visit us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our YouTube channel for other tourism videos and many pictures of the beautiful landscape and wildlife here at David Thompson Country. We want everyone to stay safe as they enjoy our backyard, and we encourage you to research backcountry safety and winter safety on the Alberta Parks website. That's it for this episode. We hope you tune in for our next edition. My name is Jerry Pratt, and thank you for joining us.